Earlier in March, 1.2 million pounds of Tanner crab were caught in the Southeast's commercial fishery, the biggest haul in over a decade. But in the Bering Strait region, the winter season for Red King crab has been abysmal. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Justin Nofsker is the office manager at Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation's processing facility in Nome and says the poor harvest has a lot to do with sea ice.
Just the ice keeps going out, coming in, going out. So that's the biggest thing. A lot of pots are getting lost this year. The loads aren't as good as what we typically see because a lot of people are staying closer to shore just for the safety of the shore fast ice.
With erratic temperatures this winter, sea ice for much of the region, from Nome all the way to Little Diomede, has been slow to form and quick to blow out. Jim Menard is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and says when ice conditions are uncertain, people are reluctant to set their crab pots.
One of the situations here is the ice hasn't been very stable. And then you always take your chance when you put your pot through that it might not be there when you get back because of the ice breaking off with the winds.
Last year, conditions were reversed. The ice came early, stayed late, and contributed to a banner Red King crab winter harvest in the Bering Sea, about 62,000 pounds. But that year was a major outlier. Usually the winter harvest is under 10,000 pounds of Red King, which, compared to the 400,000-pound summer harvest recorded in 2012, is minuscule. And according to Tyler Rhodes, NSCDC's chief operating officer, when it comes to the economics of crabs, the Bering Sea harvest isn't big enough to send waves across world markets.
The prices we get when we sell them are really determined by a more global market, and especially this year, we're even less than a drop in the bucket this year. But even on a good year, you know, our contribution to the overall world crab markets are pretty small.
Winter crabbing around the Bering Straits region isn't the economic boon that it is during the summer. But Rhodes says it's a significant resource for independent commercial crabbers who get an income from selling to NSCDC.
Our fisheries are pretty small in the overall scale, but pretty large and important to the residents here and our resident fishermen.
Crab is also a subsistence resource, so there's likely a secondary cost supplanting the meat with store-bought groceries or digging further back into the freezer. ADF&G tracks the subsistence harvest by collecting self-reported crab numbers from individuals, then applying the average poundage from the commercial harvest. That way, they can estimate the overall health of the fishery. In a regular year, the agency issues around 150 permits to subsistence users in the region. Menard says this year it's been about 50, and mostly just in the last few weeks. And permits alone aren't assurance of a decent haul. With sea ice hugging so close to the shore, pots can't be set at optimal depths on the mild slope of Norton Sound's seafloor, and shallow pots don't catch as many crabs. So while there's no hard data yet on the harvest, things don't look so great. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.